Former Glorievale Christian School principal has been suspended from teaching for 3 months for twice endorsing a teacher he knew had sexually assaulted a 9-year-old girl. Faithful Pilgrim was sanctioned for serious misconduct by the Teachers Disciplinary Tribunal for commending Just Standfast as being of good character and fit to be a teacher on a form to renew his practicing certificate. Liz Gregory is the Glorievale Leavers Support Trust manager and joins us now. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
What is your reaction to this ruling?
I think it's right that he was found guilty of serious misconduct, but I think a 3-month sentence isn't really sending the right message into the Glorievale Christian community. I think they've been operating outside the law, and these things are coming to light, even with the recent employment court ruling. And so this school issue is just a snapshot of what's happening on a bigger scale inside the community. So, yeah, I think lots of the leavers think this one's a bit soft.
Just had acknowledged that there was a bad decision to have re-signed or to issue that endorsement.
Yes, Mr. Pilgrim did. Yes, so Mr. Pilgrim was the principal, and he endorsed Just Standfast. He did. However, he had actually been challenged at the time by a member of the community that it wasn't right for him to be endorsing this registration. So he had considered that at the time and still went ahead and did it. So that made up part of his decision making. He had an opportunity to reflect and choose not to sign, but he did not do that. And so it's good that in retrospect, many years later, he can now say that was not a good idea, but there was an opportunity at the time for him to reflect on that.
Just help us understand a little bit the context of how the school works.
Well, really, the school's just a little microcosm of the whole community. The school is run by the leadership of Glorievale. It's not like it has a separate trust board that would operate in the way that our schools out here would. It was well known that education isn't an important thing in Glorievale. What's important is to train children in the way they live, the way they think, and to be good workers for the community when they leave school. And that's why many were leaving at sort of 14, 15 and entering straight into the workforce when they were still supposed to be technically on the school roll. And so you've got a lot of unregistered teachers. I think there's only a handful. There might only be 3 or 4 registered teachers working there at present. Last year, quite a number of teachers were stood down. I think a few have been referred to teaching council. One went through the courts and was found guilty of assault. And so really the school has got problems. I'm not sure how it is actually currently operating. They don't have enough teachers. I can't actually fathom why the Ministry of Education isn't taking a closer look. I'm hoping that this ruling will at least give them an opportunity to take a closer look, but I'm not terribly confident, given the Ministry of Education knew about this issue prior to the Teacher Council. We had gone to the Ministry of Education trying to show some of the concerns and issues and felt like we just were not heard. So we followed through with the complaint to the Teacher Council as a way of shining a light on the school, really.
Yeah, it's kind of the latest in a number of difficult instances for Glorievale, isn't it? I mean, we just recently had, issues with supply to a meat company. They're finding life pretty difficult at the moment.
Yes, look, I don't think it would be very pleasant in there. However, this is a culmination of 50 years of their own activities and their choices, and there are just consequences for those eventually catching up with them. And I know there are great people inside Glorievale, and this must be very distressing for them. However, there is a sense that, you know, natural justice is coming, the law is coming to be enforced there, and the changes eventually will be positive and healthier for people. But it's really important that it's just not left. It just cannot continue in the way it is. So we hope this ruling with the Teacher Council will prompt the Ministry of Education to start looking at the status of the private school. These kids deserve better than what they're getting in an educational sense.
Liz Gregory, thank you very much for that. Liz Gregory is the Glorievale Leavers Support Trust manager.